sound.
The mail's here.
Moving swiftly along to the mailbag.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mailbag!
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Mailbag! Holy shit, Kermit's mailbag.
Did you get into mailbag?
Yeah.
Mailbag. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Good job. All right, let's see here. Come on. That's not mailbag, that's mine.
What?
Yeah, I have an email on here too, King Rickett. Come on.
I'll go log into mine too. Let's go log into Krem at thedailyboss.org.
Work, let's see here.
That was a little bit of dead air there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll lay down something.
Just edit that out, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that we do like the entire podcast in post-production anyways.
Wow. That's a lot of fucking entries. Toggle.
Really?
Show all. Yeah, there's way more than podcast had. Holy shit.
Well, are they spam or
some are, but not all of them. All right.
Okay.
I think some of these may have been done by the people before us, but nobody listens to those podcasts.
I'm looking at the mailbag thing, and the question is, what is the deal with airline food? That was the most recent topic, which I think says a good deal about the quality of podcasts your or mailbags your.
What?
Shit bags your.
All right. Okay. Here we go with.
Oh right, I forgot the thin ice. I love each and every one of you to death.
Oh god. Krem's dying currently. Are you being smothered under a giant hat?
I'm sure.
Regardless, here's the first reply from Mailbag Part 2 from King Sans 56. He says Comic Sans.
King Sans. I love that guy.
Yeah, great guy. Are you in the mailbag?
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't have the password. But that's okay. You can read each and every one of them.
Nope, I'm going to send you the password.
Because you are the original mailbag gangsta, after all.
Yeah.
Or no, that's Scott. Scott did it first.
Well, Scott did it first, but he died.
Yeah.
He played WoW. He doesn't count.
We ought to get him to come back for a podcast, like track him down or whatever we need to do, pay $30 for one of those online find a person things. Actually get that guy on the podcast.
Well, Sopaz
him or number. Him or David Byrne, you know, either one would work.
Yeah, either one, really. Next reply is from Spatulate. That's the podcast diving into no one's reading it anymore.
Yeah.
Reading it through their ears. he, Spatulator says, I would like to say this. We have had great fun so far on creating new and exciting questions. We would like to remind everybody that there is always open to your opinions. The end.
Wow.
Moving along from Jagger G. And
oh, boy.
JaggerG@gmail.com. Feel free to send him your emails, ladies. He says, I originally thought, oh, hey, cool, that sounded like a neat idea before. But once it happened, I happened upon it, it had been over. Then I stopped caring. Odd.
Wow. I cannot find this in the inbox.
It's not in the inbox. It's in old replies that got automatically moved.
Old mess. Okay. All right, so.
Then I'll keep reading until you catch up with me, because I.
Okay, I got it. Okay, the next one is from Goku SSJ6.
Oh God.
ToddIsCool@yahoo.com. Wow.
Todd is cool, man. Holy shit.
Todd's cool page.
It's actually a sow.
Todd says, "I've never heard of VG Trivia. Is it an old TV series or something? It sounds kind of neat." I never heard of it because I'm not that old, so please forgive me. Also, I like that image on the side. Is that from the site or something else? It looks really strange and funny. I told you we should have kept flailing Kermit around. I don't know why we got rid of it.
I think it's just hidden.
Maybe you're right.
You need to like play 40 hours and then get like 2,000 KOs with Becky to unlock Flailing Kermit.
I think Soap accidentally hid Flailing Kermit when he was hiding Hattertown. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to make mention of that even being around anymore. But anyway, yeah. He deleted Flailing Kermit when he deleted Hattertown, I should say.
Yeah.
Like, got rid of him forever. Like, they are not still
thoroughly
creeping
gone.
Around.
Yeah.
Creeping around your back stair.
Fucking goo hoo hoo hoo.
I think these replies were actually replied to in the last mailbag, but
who read that?
Listened, actually. The last one was an audio file.
Hey, I invented that. moving right along from Liquid Hatred.
Oh wow!
At IHateEverything.org. Spat is a douche. He is going to burn in hell. Just as soon as I deliver this knife into his heart.
Wow.
Nice. What a wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you, Junior Hatred Spammer.
From Flailing Kermit!
Oh, wow!
The end of the world at SesameStreet.com. you can,
okay, Flailing Kermit says...
Who can do the Kermit voice better, me or you?
I don't know. Kermit voice.
Well, howdy there, Mr. Brano. Oh, wait, that's way too fucked up. Yeah, I can't do it.
That was really close to... What's his name? That one Doug character.
Yeah, fucking... That one guy.
Skeeter's little brother. And
hi,
that other
Doug,
guy. I think,
what's up?
Well, I think they both had the same voice actor. But...
Honk, honk.
Big nose, big nose. Eat him up. Okay, anyway.
I guess I can do that voice if you can't do me better.
Well, howdy there, Mr. Drano. I was hanging out in the sidebar when I noticed that you had updated. How's that?
That's much better than me.
Also, being addressed to Drano, I think this might not be as recent as you're arguing it is. What is this, 2007? No, it's September 08. It dates back about as far as our podcast replies did, so if it holds fair.
Yeah.
Well, after looking at this VG trivia, I'm not quite sure that I know what it is really talking about. While I live here at the website, I pretty much stay in my one spot. I don't roam around too much. Maybe I should start looking around. P.S. What is a Calvin ball?
Oh, Kermy.
That one's mine, Rick. That one we know. Has to be.
Yeah, they'll change. Oh, God. Leaving this previous one.
Also, am I the only one for whom word wrap is not occurring?
No, word wrap doesn't seem to be happening here either. I think it's actually randomized because these background themes is fucking completely randomized. I know that.
It works. Yeah, it was a lot different. Podcast account. And
yeah,
my
whoever the fuck
account.
Fucking did this shit, rot in hell. Like, all this...
Rotten blood.
Yeah, fucking, I hope all your floors are damaged floors, motherfucker.
Oh god, there's, like, not even any ice below me. It's just, oh god, the water is so cold. Please help.
Okay, let's see here. From Rhett Butler...
Somebody build me a bridge, because I'm having trouble doing it.
I'm not even gonna comment.
Okay.
From Clark Gable at the
please cut that last one out.
Okay. I'll just blare fucking Benny Hill theme over top of that shit.
Okay. Well, what are we, like, 3 hours in? Nobody's... If they tried to listen this far, they'd die. Either that or it's cannon fodder.
It's always cannon fodder. We're an hour in anyway, so it don't matter.
Okay.
Only an hour, man. I remember the days when we could just podcast for, like, fucking 4 hours and it'd be fine.
Yeah. We got Soap being like, hey, I don't know. But other than that, yeah.
I remember when we video fest for like 12 hours straight.
Okay. Yeah. That day will come again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find something to video fest again. Probably less.
We're bound to.
Today. Let's see here.
Did you get my great joke there, Rick?
Yeah, I got that one.
Super funny.
Yo ho 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 ho.
Hilarious joke.
Oh my god.
Did you get that one too?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
At any rate, well, let's not go ape over it.
Ooh. Fucking dropping some bombs here, eh, Cremo?
Well, I can't think of any more, so we better move on to the next email.
Yeah. Anyway, Red Butler, oh, I'm sorry, Clark Gable, says to Red Butler, I don't know. It's frankly my gear, I don't give a damn. You know what? Me too, man. Next topic, next reply.
Rick on Casablanca.
Yeah, you know, fuck this shit. Let's see here. From Allison, acampa1987 at yahoo.com. I kind of feel like my knees fell off. Is that
Rick, come on. Let's give them turns here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was excited because I saw like an actual year on the back of this one. I'm like, this could be a real person.
Oh, I kind of feel like my knees fell off. Okay. Is that bad? Should I see a doctor or something? I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. Thanks for your help.
What the fuck?
Late night.
But you're still hungry.
Yeah. Okay. Moving socially along, thank you. Allison.
We have a new fake poster.
Oh boy.
From fake poster, at fakeemail@address.com.
Clever. That's cute. That's cute.
Sorry, I've been kind of slacking on this mailbag. Hope it's not too big of a deal. I've just been having a tough time thinking up stuff about this particular topic, and excuse me while I scroll slightly to the right. And besides, being half the update is just sad. I'm also kind of afraid it's hurting this feature, because random silliness is best reserved. Should I cut back and just, you know, hope that enough real posts come, make a quality update? Or is this getting to the point where this is just necessary filler? Also, I feel guest commentators make mailbags feel more complete. Your solo replies are good, sure, but it just makes it shorter. In conclusion, something about VG Trivia. Fake post.
Wow. Way to have the most serious reply, fake poster. Ladies and gentlemen of the dailypos.org.
Na-na! Anyway.
I think that all of what you said is very relevant, assuming that it's September the 7th, 2008. You know, Rick, I really do like the notion of us doing both podcast and mailbag.
Yeah,
in the same podcast.
I think that
So we're getting questions from people, and we're also responding to people's answers to other questions.
Maybe we should do both.
Which we don't even know what those questions are because it was so freaking long ago.
Maybe we should do both.
I think we are.
Hey, the internet. This one's all you, man.
Okay, this is from Spat at imback.com. ain't no Spat back, girl.
Okay. Man, Krem, come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Come on.
Anyway, let's see. Well, I think they make it that way because it is small, cheap, and easy to serve people. I really don't think they want to torture their passengers, but that's what happens with the current financial system. Obama will bring a stake on airlines, though, after he fixes the economy. Oh, this is airline food. Right, I forgot.
Hey, we actually caught up to airline food.
Yeah. They make it that way because it's... Okay.
Holy shit, you're taking this one. You're taking this next one.
I do support Obama's stake on a plane. Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. Ugh.
You realize why I skipped commentating on that, right?
Cause steak on a.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm
It's
sorry. I did
spatulator.
not realize until I was saying.
It was spatulator. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
This one's all you
All right, go
two.
for it.
Look who it's from.
Oh, it's from Pablo Francisco. Is this the same Pablo from before, or is this a different one?
It might be his brother.
They kind of run together, so.
Yeah, the Francisco boys.
Yeah. Let's see. And Pablo says, "I don't know, LOL. What about that Mew V trailer guy? Mew V. Is that like somewhere after Mewtwo, like fifth one or?"
Yeah, it's Roman numerals.
Okay, all right. He's like bold tags in a world where movie trailers decide the course of history. One man will make himself a god and another the devil. Isn't that the most hilarious thing ever?
I don't know, man.
Dee.
That's something up mailbag.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow. I'm crying on the inside. From Jagger G at gmail.com. I like how Jagger just consistently keeps replying. You know,
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's like actually replied to half of the stuff he's done, and he just keeps going. You know what? Thumbs up, Jagger G. I hope Soph hasn't banned you yet for being like talking to him. Sometimes airline food is pretty good. I'm usually not a very picky eater. Smiley face. Kind of smiley face. What the fuck kind of face was that?
That's a neutral face, but it also has, well, one of those slanted, one of
Pointed
those
nose, the fucking
backslash faces.
Pinocchio's.
But it has
Pinocchio
a
face.
nose too.
I don't know.
Oh, I know what it is. It's an emoticon, but with a do it's a Dominic Deegan character, smiley face. Because of the yeah. Well, minus 10 points from Jagger Door for reading such a terrible comic.
Yeah, Jagglepuff.
Although +4 points for keeping his company on said comic.
Yeah, that's one of the few people who does. I think we should definitely end the podcast later with a reading of the current Dominic Deegan. That's how we should just end
Actually, I think
everyone.
we should go back a couple of days to one of Luna's special little monologues.
When is it not one of Luna's special little monologues?
Well, no, today's she didn't actually talk. All the people in the Keen Spot forums were saying how it was the greatest Dominic Deegan comic ever because
Oh.
it had Luna in it, but she did not say a single word.
Hey.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just move on. It's from
Okay, next
Gamut.
one is from Cannon Fodder.
I guess I can do the sound voice for this one too.
Okay, go for
I've never been on an airplane. I'm assuming they're just really cheap and they give you dry food so they don't have to care about storage conditions or something. Question mark. Maybe people spend so much time complaining because airlines decided passengers don't deserve quality meals on their flights. Until someone figures it out, I blame Ben Heyman.
Wow. Wow. You all right there, Rick? Sorry I drank all your water.
My Mountain Dew.
And your Mountain Dew.
My cookies.
And your cookies and your Ben Heyman and yeah, I guess you've got a point there, Cannon Fodder. I guess.
For now.
Okay, next one is from Riotous Laughter. Our laughter at USCD dot CC.ca.us.
And he says,
Okay. Riotous Laughter says, Airline food, oh man. Oh. I can't keep going with this one, Rick. I'm gonna wake my neighbors up.
oh God, airline food. Jesus, I love it. Oh man, I love you guys.
Gee, Riotous Laughter. It's funny because you're negative all the time.
Ooh.
Whew. I've already hit the surface of said frozen lake, or the floor of it, I mean. I've hit the floor of the aforementioned frozen lake. I'm now like digging a tunnel down deeper into it.
Oh
At
man,
any rate.
this one's trolling you.
Oh wow.
Someone sent in their
Oh, this one
what
is from Creminator 3000.
creme at creme dot creme.
Yeah. Creminator 3000 says, "You know, I have no idea. Huh. Guess I have to find out, huh?"
For those of you who can't speak creme, each one of these has three ellipses behind it.
Yeah. Oh, I get it, 'cause oh, I get it. Very clever. Well, guess what, mister? You just found your own way up to the frozen northern wastes. And you're skating around on a pool that might be a little less than having a 6-inch thick layer on top of it. I tell you what.
Yeah, it's just like creme because it's all in all caps. Anyway, moving
Yeah.
on. I'll
Next
get
one
this
is
one.
from.
Dad at your mom. Dot up your ass.
Okay. And what does your dad have to say?
I know it's like you have this. Oh God, it's so. God, this theme is blinding me. Let me see if I refresh if I can get a better version of this theme.
Mine looks normal.
No, it's like every time I turn to a page, it's kind of just shitty. Like it's lime green on a white background.
Oh, mine's just gray on white.
And then now it's purple on white, so alright. I know, it's like you have this bread and it's all dry and you have this sauce that somehow manages to make it even more dry. I don't even know. I don't see why they feel the need to give you something like that when your trip takes like half an hour. And I'm like, bitch, why are you giving me this stale bread and this fucking shitty ass food? I don't need your shitty ass food. I'm full enough already. I don't need your shitty food to help with that situation.
Wow.
How does I make folder? Email viruses. How did I fucking send this?
This mailbag, crap, I lost it. Never mind. This color scheme for mailbag looks terrible. I need to run out and buy a new graphics card. There, I said it.
There we go.
Okay.
Next.
Fit that square peg right into that square hole.
The facts of
Okay,
life.
next one is
The facts of
from
life.
Saber en Blue. Wow. Saber en Blue.
Who does a French accent better?
I did the froggy one, remember?
Oh yeah, go for that.
Oh wow, I just realized 'cause we gave Frog a French accent because
No, we actually gave him a Spanish accent because you couldn't do a French accent.
Well, yeah,
We
but
just
no,
called it French because, all those
I
people
just
are the
realized
same.
the irony of giving a frog a French accent. I didn't even get the joke there at the time. Did I re there a couple of days ago when I finally realized, oh, hey, Soperman?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, that was a. I felt pretty good about that
Read the
one, too.
goddamn reply.
Anywhere, Monsieur en Bleu says, "You know what? Fuck this topic. I'm making my own, one that doesn't suck. Why the hell is Two Forts so goddamn popular? I mean, yeah, you have these alternative paths to get to the intelligence, but they all seem to revolve around one point in each base, and that is the small entryway between the area outside the primary spawn ward door and that little courtyard. Even the dumbest engineer can figure out how to just put up a sentry right there, and can rightfully expect to defend all entryways but to the intel area with little to no trouble. Fuck Two Fort. I'd rather play Hydro with no sudden death rather than that piece of shit." Okay, Mr. Spy.
Yeah, it's just the spy really being pissed off that there's so many fucking engineers.
Sentries, yeah.
And he's like, can't zap them all because wrenches fly at them and shit.
Whoa,
And now
Rick,
they're
that's a
here to
great
fuck
idea.
us!
That is a great idea, Rick.
What?
Engineer update, make an alt fire for the wrench where he throws it.
Like Ratchet and Clank?
I guess. I never played that, but
Ratchet has a wrench and he just throws it and it comes back like a boomerang. It's pretty awesome, actually.
No, I'm thinking them little mole guys on the airships in Mario 3.
That would be pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Sentry level 4 just fires wrenches. It could heal other sentries if it's pointed in the same direction as them. Sentries cover each other.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Moving swiftly along to our next reply.
Swiftly doesn't even begin. From Spat at Spat. Moving right along. From Underdog. There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
I don't know who that is.
That's a 50s cartoon, I believe, where that was the catchphrase. Anyway.
Wow.
Hanna-Barbera, apparently.
Good job, senior mailbag spammer, pulling out another classic on us.
Yeah, fucking grandpa mailbag spammer.
Okay, this one's from Noel. Noel. That's the username that Auntie's going by right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can never keep up with that guy.
Unbroken Torment? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Noel Frank or something. Anyway. Airline food is really cool. I always look forward to eating it because it's really different. Soft in some places, hard in others, squishy in the middle. Not to mention the terrific milk they give you when you have to peel the top off, and then milk goes all over your shirt, leaving you sticky and uncomfortable for the next 3 hours.
Noel Frank, that's that one deaf, dumb, and blind chick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. How did she ever manage to send a mailbag?
Yeah, holy shit.
We should get her on the podcast, too.
I don't know.
It'll be so much fun.
Maybe after mailbag.
Okay.
From Cannon Fodder.
Oh, boy.
Airline food is supposed to be bad. Wait, didn't I already have a response to this topic? I think that there was actually a way they could cook something up there. So they have to order it from shitty places and keep it locked up for weeks with no refrigeration. They can only refrigerate drinks because then you don't have to warm up drinks.
What is this? I have no idea how something like this could possibly...
It's like someone threw a bunch of words into a blender and then put it together.
Hey, this mailbag reply. Will it blend? Seriously, there were so many things wrong with that. I don't even want it.
Fucking Isao never was so deserved.
Alright, next one's from Colonel Sanders. The colonel at KFC.com.
Sanders-kun?
American Airlines ain't got shit on KFC. One of these days I'm going to run an airliner and I'm going to serve only the best in-flight meals. One day our chickens are going to fly.
I like how you started out black, just because it was about chicken.
Well, southern black, same...
Yeah, because the colonel was black. Well, don't put too many of your eggs in one basket, Colonel.
Yeah.
Yo-ho-ho. Anyway, from Spat.
Spat at notminneapolis.com.
Okay, that was funny. It's probably the best part of this reply.
Yeah.
I think they use it because it's cheap and easy to store. Think about it, really. If you want better food, pay more money for your tickets.
Okie dokie.
Hey, I didn't know they made Spat in bland flavor.
It's bland and etc.
Everything I always wanted in my Spat.
Yeah, I've now dug said tunnel down from Frozen Lake into China at this point.
Hey.
Anyway, this one is from Hi, I'm Saber.
Hi, I'm Saber.
Saberinblue@gmail.com says. I think he actually uses an S. Benninghoff for his Gmail, but...
Yeah.
Just a tip for you future mailbag spammers.
Hey, fancy words. That's what we get Krem for.
What, Benninghoff?
Yeah.
I guess. I'll give him a few points for it. He worked real hard to get it, I guess. Anyways, Jagger told me to reply, and, what the hell, I mean, you are fucking, what, yeah, like, I'm kind of, it's Trunk Saver, okay.
Trunk Saver.
I'm kind of drunk, and I don't know, Airline Fod only had it once, and it was so a long time ago, and yeah, woo, Dilly Boss.
Dilly Boss. <.org>.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I got a joke. What's the what do Saber and Daisy have in common? They both eat a lot of dick. Moving right along.
10 points from and to Rickendor.
Hey, I only aim to break even at the end of the day anyway.
Next one is from Jonathan James.
Thank you, customer, for subscribing to our monthly homoerotic magazine sensation. You are not going to regret it. Our team is so confident that you will keep your subscription that you get your first issue free. If you think that you've seen as an S-C-E-N-E hardcore porn before, you haven't seen nothing yet. Like, first off,
I know all the scene girls just end up on Suicide Girls anyways.
Freeze.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Freeze. I am fucking halting this fucking mailbag right here, right now. In the very same sentence, the man spells scene, S-C-E-N-E, and then goes on to spell it S-E-E-N. It's both the same word he's trying to spell. What the fuck? Go die.
Wow.
You know what? Get the I don't even want your porn.
Well, and there's the oxymoron of seeing hardcore, too.
That's true.
You know, like I said, they all just end up on, you know, self shots on Photo Bucket at most. Okay, moving swiftly along.
I should probably read the rest of this. This is the hottest thing you've seen. This is the hottest thing since sliced toast. And you're not going to believe your eyes. These guys bang tall and carry big sticks. Okay, they're all about Dr. House. If you are not absolutely shocked and amazed, send them back for a full refund. Subscribe today and get your first moth free. This email was sent because under your subscription, you requested announcements. You can change this by sending your name, email address, and credit card number to unsubscribe@yahoo.com. Please do not reply to this message as this message is automated services, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Hard on colliders, by the way. Toast. This is J1N43TDV at hardoncollider.com.
Hard on collider. Now that's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever. Okay, next one's from Inbox Archiver, but I hate that guy, so we're going to skip his.
Next. It's from Inbox Archiver. He's just spamming the fuck out of
Wait,
us.
Wait, but we're already in the old messages folder.
Yeah.
How does that...
Because guess what? These messages are over 41 days old, so these inbox archivers are from 41 days ago.
So they so the messages that they were archiving are now over 82 days old.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
The next and final reply is from Apollo, Lexus Steele at hotmail.com, Grimesy Man himself. He says,
I could not think of a better fitting, more fitting end to a good mailbag.
A
good Brandon Grimes.
Wow, fucking so many ways to take that last sentence. Fucking Saber is greasing up his cock right now. Airline food equals good, fire equals bad.
I don't get, what does Saber have to do with it?
Well, the way you put the last thing where you're like, I can't think of a better end to mailbag. And I'm just fucking
a nice steamy mailbag.
Yeah. And with a name like Lexius Steel, that's a fucking pure porn name right there.
Well, hey, I really want that free moth.
Yeah. Fucking you're subscribing all over the place. I knew it was you.
Yeah.
Actually, we do have one more. In the actual inbox.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and do this last one.
Okay, this is from Jimmy Neutron on the 24th of June. So that was... Five days ago. Yeah, no, that was on Wednesday. Today being Sunday. Great. Okay. Jimmy Neutron. J Neutron at uncy.cc. Okay, so it's the same guy as earlier. I have a device that can turn the oils in airline food into a revolutionary type of fuel that could free the United States from their addiction to foreign oil and...
Blank. What? Gay porn? Come on, give me the gripping conclusion of this shit.
And math.
Yeah. Also math. Krem, are we done with mailbag?
I think we're done with mailbag. For now, but we're eagerly waiting your replies for next week, so send them all in, please.
As soon as I feel like updating.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we're an hour and 23 minutes in so far.
Not nearly done.
Not nearly done, no.
Alright, now to do a let's record a commentary track for the entire Chrono Trigger Fest.
Okay, booting video one. Mm. Only not. Let's see here. Who's on Skype? Let's see if we can't trick someone. Like.
Oh yeah, we could get a guest person, couldn't we?
No, what we're going to do is not get a guest person. We're going to invite someone onto this. And then not tell them they're on a podcast.
Good idea. Try Anti. Try Anti.
Alright, contacts. Yeah, Anti's funny. Hey, Anti, what's up? I'm calling you.
Oh boy, I'm so excited. We can talk about bananas and colorful track. And are you calling him?
Add to conference.
There we go. Oh boy, it's Ad and Anti. I'm so excited. It's ringing. It's ringing.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Phone call. Phone call.
He's busy, apparently, so... Aw, dang. Doom Crew already got a hold of him. Crap.
Faggots.
We could patch ourselves into Doom Crew and see how that's going.
Ooh, hilarious trolling go-go. I guess that might work. I'm not sure how that will affect the podcast, but
no, just call somebody. Call somebody else.
Okay.
Oh, Anti sent me a message. What's I don't know why he sent it to me, but he says he's away.
I'm away. So here's this message from me clearly being at my keyboard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Your average Joe.
I think Auntie has a lady over.
Brown chicken, brown cow. You're too far away to do shit.
If I could go on a trip, where would I go? I'd go to Minneapolis to kick Rick in the fucking head.
I'm too far away. Your feet can't stretch that far, wacky silly lake man.
We should submit that for being the next comic book character that gets awkwardly inserted into Dominic Deegan.
Wacky, silly leg, man.
Yeah.
Fucking legs are always bent in comical positions. It's like made of rubber.
Are you patching somebody else in?
I have Europe. Just Joe, I guess.
Just
I
try just try soap or scare somebody, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to try soap. Because even though he's going to fucking...
Invite Yoshi, conference. Yoshi's there, Saber. Oh, it's actually working.
Busy.
Yeah, they're playing the dooms.
Faggots.
Okay, we can get Slick 128.
Oh, wait. The soap's talking.
You remember him. Oh. Just make sure to tell him we aren't recording a podcast.
Well, I said, all the fucking clues are there. I asked him what the mailbag fucking thing was. I asked him what the podcast thing was. I'm in a conference call with Krem.
He won't figure it out.
Fucking dumb as a bag of stumps. Fucking a bag full of Isao Kronoses and cannon fodders and spatulators and fucking... Holy shit. Hey, he's okay. Like, are you guys podcasting? I'm going to say no.
No.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, just be real nonchalant about it.
Just chilling.
Just relaxing.
You guys want in on our chat?
Sure. Is that going to break the recording somehow, or is it still going to work?
No, but you know what? It's worth a shot.
Okay.
And if not, this has been Kingrick 56 of the dailyboss.org.
And this has been Krem, and we'll do another one tomorrow. So send in all your replies to Mailbag and all your questions to Bosscast. I'll see if I can actually edit the Mailbag page so that I can add a new question. I think that's set up with the forum, I think.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun and times.
All right.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay. So.
All right, so signing off, this is us trying to add ourselves to that other conversation. I think we have to disconnect this Skype call then, though.
Yeah, we are. So
just tell Soap to... Oh, okay, they're calling us. No.
All right.
Hold current.